Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, anybody out there got milk? Well, if it's coming from a factory farmed cow, you got a little added benefit or detriment depending on which way you look at it. Last week on Natural News, you probably saw the advertisement for the celebrities wearing a pustache. How would you like to be consuming the pimple juice? I'm so sorry. I don't even want to say that. It's so disgusting. Oh, my gosh. Super Don. We got to get people back on raw, real milk. This factory farm, it's getting worse every week for these guys and gals and these moo cows that are in factories.
You know, I can't believe that this you know, look, this is a piece of information I have never heard before. That there is an acceptable amount of pus that the USDA allows into milk. And this is one of those bizarre things where I don't know if you've ever seen the articles where they talk about how there's an acceptable amount of spider carcasses and there's an acceptable amount of beetle heads. And I mean, there's actual figures that the FDA, the USDA has out there where they say it's okay for this amount of this and this amount of that. It makes you not want to eat.
Listen,
you know? I mean, if that doesn't change your eating habits, I don't know what will.
I don't know.
Milk.
People are so used to being grossed out, Don. I mean, with what was that, Fear Factor and stuff. People are living Fear Factor every day if they're drinking pasteurized factory farm milk. There's a video narrated by Mike Adams about this, and we've got the link, of course, up in the Robert Scott Bell show notes today. By the way, welcome, everybody. Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bittar will be joining us a little later, and boy, do we have a great show, as always, ramping it up.
And you notice something here?
What's that?
You notice something different?
What? Oh, look, Super Don's back in studio. Yes,
I'm not speaking from the inside of a cavern anymore. Yeah.
Yes, you sound like you again. It's you again.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Well, look, we're not going to celebrate with having a pustache or anything like that. But listen, in this video that Mike Adams narrated, 750,000 pus cells per milliliter of pasteurized milk is allowed, according to the dairy industry, which if you drink an 8-ounce cup of conventionally grazed factory farm pasteurized milk, you might have consumed 180 million pus cells. That's got to make you feel good.
I cannot wait to go have a glass of milk now. It's insane. Insanity. Absolutely.
In case, Super Don, anybody doesn't know what that means, pus cells are the result of infections. You don't have them unless you have an infection. And of course, if you were raised in a 2-foot by 2-foot stall and you couldn't move and you had to live in your own feces eating garbage, you're going to have some infections. And that's the whole point, again, of the pasteurization methodology, so that people don't die of drinking factory farm milk. But it completely negates and neglects the reality that the raw milk producers, the real milk producers, are raising their animals in, you know, roaming free, eating the grass in a healthy environment so that their milk is also healthy as it's been throughout history. But yet you've got some of these same state regulators, Don, same ones that are saying raw milk is dangerous. They're refusing to let's say, tighten the standards for pus content in pasteurized milk. I mean,
that's absolutely right. In fact, Ethan Huff came out with an article on Natural News. We'll link to it in the show notes.
Yes.
Where last year, the National Conference on Interstate Milk Shipments got together, and they actually voted against this proposal that would have reduced the maximum allowable pus cell count in conventional milk from 750,000 cells per milliliter to 400,000 cells per milliliter. I would think there should be no cells per millimeter myself.
Yeah.
But it turns out that these same people that voted against reducing the amount of pus cells in the milk were people that were opposing the sale of raw milk because they were worried about safety concerns. Now, Robert, how safe is it to consume pus?
Well, as long as you kill the pus first, it's probably you know, but that's the whole point of it. It's like
maybe I don't understand my pus, but right. It seems to me that you don't want to consume any pus.
No, not really.
That's not one of the four food groups, is it?
Listen, when you're cleaning your face, do we have any acne covered teenagers in the audience? When you're cleaning up that mess, you don't eat it, do you? I mean, I don't mean to grow, but I mean, honestly, it's the same stuff. It's in your milk.
We apologize for all of you who may be eating lunch right now.
Right. Apologies, or the breakfast eaters. But if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably not consuming pus milk, I would hope. And if you're new to this is the kind of thing that the old media censors. This kind of news. They won't cover it. They won't even they might be forced to out of embarrassment eventually, but for now, the reality is, unless you're listening to the new media, unless you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and reading Natural News, this is the kind of suppression that's involved. You have no earthly idea what you're being exposed to. And in fact, next segment, We've got Norma Erickson coming up from SaneVax, and she's going to reveal some shocking facts about the censorship going on through Google News. Don, did you know that the Robert Scott Bell Show is being censored?
You know, we try really hard not to be censored. We're being censored. How?
Not from cuss words, but evidently from puss words.
Because we talk about
the stuff they don't want you to know about, and you like that. All right, Super Don, hang in there. We're gonna do a pretty intense segment coming up with Norma Erickson from SaneVax on Google News censorship. A little bit of updates on the vaccine adverse events coming through Gardasil and Cervarix. Some shocking statistics next. And we'll be back. And remember, Dr. Batar's coming up. Advanced Medicine Monday, rocking the health world like nowhere else in media. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the show notes up at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There are supermoms and there are supermoms and they're SaneVax. Oh, what a great group that they are. And we've been of course, blessed by their presence over the year and more here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the great work they're doing, raising awareness about the dangers of Gardasil and more, with great science to back it up. And right now I'm joined by Norma Erickson from Sane Vax. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I understand you have some interesting news to relate.
I have some very interesting news. And Robert, thank you for having me back. I really appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it goes both ways. You guys are doing amazing work and getting information out to those who would never or ever, or let's say rarely ever, come across the kind of info that you guys dig up. So thank you again for what you're doing. But what is this breaking news that's so mysterious we should know about?
Robert, it seems like getting the information out is going to become a little more difficult now.
Well, how's that? Is somebody constipated? What's going on?
A couple of my board members approached me last week and said they couldn't see any of the new postings that I was making to Sanevax. So, of course, I immediately got on the problem and started doing some research trying to find out why nothing was showing up. And I did a Google search on Sanevax, came up with 81,000 hits. So I turned around and immediately did a Google News search for Sanevax and came up with no results.
Wait a second. Google News would normally pick up your press releases, would it not?
Absolutely. They've done so in the past, and we've had absolutely no problem with it until just recently. So I thought, okay, well, wait a minute. Let me check some other sites that I'm pretty familiar with. And I ran a search on Mike Adams, the health ranger. On regular Google search, he comes up with 581,000 results, which is about typical for him. Guess what he came up with on Google News?
Slightly less?
One.
That'd be slightly less by a lot.
Yes. Okay, Alex Jones has been on the air forever. He's been on the internet forever. I ran him on a Google search. He came up with 17.7 million hits. Google News, 222. So I thought, okay, this is beginning to make a little sense. Ran a search on the National Vaccine Information Center, one of the best known vaccine safety advocacy groups in the country. They've been in business for 25 years, very reputable organization. Ran a Google search and came up with 1.56 million hits. On the Google News, one.
Wow.
And that was their website.
This could just be a coincidence, right?
Well, you know, I ran the same search on Sanevax, you, Mike Adams, Dr. Mercola, NVIC, truthaboutgardasil.com, which is an attorney's office that writes letters and news articles about Gardasil.
Okay.
Truthaboutgardasil.com has been operating only since Gardasil came out, probably a couple years now, that he's actually been writing about the adverse effects. It came up with 189 hits on a regular Google search and one on a news search.
So that's an attorney that kind of says, hey, if you've been injured by Gardasil, contact me.
It's an attorney that actually has staff members that write articles, news articles, about what's going on with Gardasil around the world. Their latest article came out about a week ago, and it was about France questioning the safety and efficacy of Gardasil.
So what you're seeing here is a pattern emerging of Google censorship. Rather than being the search engine to the world, it's the search engine to things that are compliant with pharmaceutical philosophy.
It certainly appears that way, Robert. It really does.
We need to get the bulldog Tim Boland in on this, because there's obviously a concerted effort behind the scenes to censor in the news realm. Because it didn't seem to be that there was censorship in the general search, but what if you were looking for news on it? They don't want you to have alternative other views in the news realm.
No, and it may not be just Google. This morning I thought, well, okay, what about Yahoo News? Are we doing the same thing there? And I ran a search just for Sanevax on Yahoo News, came up with one hit, and it was an article out of the Ventura County Reporter in California that, you'll love this quote, quote, websites known for their anti-vaccination agendas such as Natural News and Sanevax.
Wow.
And that Then it goes on a little bit and it says, pouring gasoline on the very fears that have been discredited.
Oh, man. And you know, the interesting thing about SaneVax is it's never come out as an anti-vaccination group. You have been all about revealing the facts, the science behind it, and what's legitimate, what's not. You know, I'm more vocal about my perspective as a homeopath and healer about the lack of need of vaccination, because I know how to address these diseases in ways that you'd never have to risk the experiment of injection. So that's interesting that, you know, your organization is also being censored.
And you're right, Robert. We do take a scientific stand on everything. All we're looking for as an organization is for both sides of the story to get out there so that people can make intelligent decisions.
Yes.
I mean, of all of the vaccines on the market, there have been absolutely no long-term studies about cumulative effects. They don't understand what biological mechanism causes certain people to react poorly to vaccines and other people not. There's 7 vaccines that are made with live viruses. According to the manufacturers, product inserts on these vaccines, you can be contagious for up to 2 weeks after receiving these vaccines. That's not put out there to the general public. The list goes on and on. The science is either not done or being ignored and suppressed, and that's the problem we have.
Well, we see as evidence of your investigation here, albeit a minimal one, but significant enough that you can find instantaneously when you do these searches in the news realm, that they don't consider anything other than the official stories as news. And we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the official stories are only there to protect the officials. And so that's different from true news reporting and investigative journalism, which is what happens at Natural News. It's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and what you all are doing in the scientific realm as well at SaneVax. And it's insane, in fact, that they would censor it in this way. But that's why we continue to see the success of this outreach, because they wouldn't be attempting to censor it if we weren't reaching millions of people now.
Absolutely. And I found it just totally amazing. I did a Google search on vaccine safety advocates, got hundreds of thousands of hits. SaneVax was the 3rd article on the first page under vaccine safety advocates.
Yes.
We're very, very careful not to quote any article that, for instance, I probably read 25 to 30 news articles or scientific studies to get one that I am willing to publish on SaneVax, because if the study isn't quoted and referenced in the article, I won't publish it. If there is no author listed, I won't publish it. If it can't be backed up by scientific fact, I won't publish it. It's just incomprehensible to me that anyone would want to censor the truth.
Well, what's the latest, since we're not into censoring the truth, let's let it loose here. What's the latest on the vaccine adverse events related to Gardasil and or Cervarix, as you've been keeping the running tally so clearly and accurately every month?
We are looking at currently, updated as of this month, disabled is up to 825 after HPV vaccinations. Death count is up to 110. 5,112 people have not recovered from their adverse events. Now, we're talking 5 years out here. 480 life-threatening events. 9,526 emergency room visits.
How many emergency room?
9,526.
Dude, if there was one to like an herb, it would be called. They'd be calling for the ban in Congress. 9,526 emergency room visits post Gardasil or Cervarix. Come on, man. What? There's no double standard. There's no standard at all.
Yeah, actually, HPV vaccines account for more adverse reaction reports than any other vaccine that has ever been approved by the FDA.
Wow. I mean,
we're up to 25,132 reports filed. And keep in mind, that's 1 to 10%. Add a zero or two, and you're looking at probably much, much closer to the truth.
Norma, I don't feel that the FDA can be reformed. There is nothing but abolition or abolition, I don't know how you want to call it here, of the FDA, because they are no longer, not that they have been for a while, but it's becoming more patently obvious that they have no intention of protecting the public. I mean, look at the additive artificial sweetener, aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. AminoSweet, a.k.a. I call it NutraPoison. It's still on the market after all these years, and that's, as far as, like you just said, more adverse events reported, more adverse events reported than any other additive in history to FDA. And all these decades later, it's still on the market.
Absolutely. BPA.
Oh, yeah. Plastic. They didn't ban BPA. I came out with the April Fool's Day show and I said, hey, guess what? The FDA, it banned mercury. It banned BPA. You know, of course, it was absurd. That was an April Fool, but the point is they clearly know it's a danger, but they clearly are in defense and protection of not the people, but the industry that they are supposed to regulate.
Oh, absolutely. And insane stuff like, okay, the American public is told that mercury has been removed from vaccines.
And it has not.
It has not. It is still in multi-dose flu vials.
Norma, we've revealed here that it is also in the so-called mercury-free vaccines because it also is contained within the subcomponents that are preserved, and they don't have to label those.
That's an entire possibility. That would have to be tested by an independent lab.
It's already been
because
done.
Because we're certainly not going to get the truth out of
No, it's already been done. We've seen it. So the FDA has even acknowledged this. So there is a whole world out there. That is why I believe what you found to be true in the censorship, the Google News censorship of the Robert Scott Bell Show, of Natural News, of SaneVax, of Mercola, of Alex Jones. I mean, these things are happening because the new media is rising and it's giving birth to information that they never wanted to see born, much less take life out there in the big bad world. It's becoming a big bad world for Big Pharma, as it should be, because they've made it a big bad world for all those who relied upon it.
Oh, absolutely. It is time for the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, and politicians to stop whitewashing the vaccine cash cow. All we're looking for is both sides of the stories. Let people make their own decisions.
Well, that would require people to stand up and demand to be free instead of whimpering and asking for permission where none is required. And Norma, I appreciate all of you at SaneVax. Consider big hugs to go all the way around for the awareness that you're raising, despite the censorship now that we're finding out with Google.
Well, I have a question, Robert. If any of your listeners know how that viewers that want to get this information can get around the Google News block, I would certainly love to hear it.
Well, we'll put it out to the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, Natural News listeners. I know that Mike Adams working on some things to do an end around, but if you have some ideas, have already figured these things out, put it out there. Let us know. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Or just send an email or post it to Facebook. We will definitely do our diligence in following it up. But in the meantime, none of this is stopping us or anybody that has been awakened. We cannot, nor do we want to, go back to sleep. We want to help others to wake up that are ready to be woken so that they or their loved ones, their children, do not have to suffer like we may have prior.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can give you a perfect example. A study was just published last week that had 12 medical professional authors. It was a study funded by Merck, and they say that HPV-related disease was reduced 27% by Gardasil injections in those who had had some sort of surgery for an HPV-related disease. Okay, this came from the Future 1 and Future 2, an observational study, which means they can pick and choose who they want to look at. Of that 17,000 people that they looked at, 1,350 of them had required or had some sort of surgery for what they called HPV-related disease.
Incredible.
Now, they included in this HPV-related disease any abnormal cervical cell that the person underwent some sort of surgery for. They admitted that one of the studies was conducted in a third world country, and those abnormal cells were treated more aggressively than the American standard of care, number one, which I found appalling, but it was allowed to happen. What they actually showed with all of their analysis was a 2% reduced incident of surgery and a 2.7% reduced HPV-related disease. Now, this is despite the fact that they say if a person had cervical cancer, they could have been counted up to 8 times in this study. This is despite the fact that they used 100 person years at risk as their calculation. Now, the way they do that is they take all of the people in the study, estimate their life expectancy, then take how many days they had participated in the study, and add in various factors until they come up with 100 person years at risk.
Yeah.
By doing that, they came up with 46.2% reduction. Now, that sounds wonderful until you look at the fact that there's 12 authors here, and it clearly states in the body of the study in bold print that Merck did all of the statistical calculations. Now, is Merck saying that none of these 12 experts have the knowledge or capability of doing their own statistical analysis and actually writing the paper?
I think that Merck is completely trustworthy, and whatever they say, we shouldn't be questioning them. I mean, that's how audacious of us. I mean, come on, look at this stuff. This is so clear, and it's becoming more clear. And I think the censorship issue that we started talking about today, Norma, is all about the fact that it is so obvious that the only way they can shut it down is to literally quiet the voices, or let's say cover the ears of those they don't want to hear it. But that's not going to work. It's only making it more obvious the games that they are playing, and they're playing it with the lives of little girls and little boys and teens and even young adults and adults. And we are calling them out on it. You at SaneVax are calling them out on it, and we'll continue to do so as long as we're breathing. And I appreciate all of your help in doing this, getting the word out, Norma.
You bet. And Robert, thank you too. I definitely will continue until I don't have a breath left in my body.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we love you. Check it all out, SaneVax, and we've got the links at robertscottbell.com to all that we've talked about today. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One-Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One-Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs, and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, you know, most of our feedback is actually exceedingly wonderful and lovely and loving, you know, and grateful. You know that, right?
It's been very nice. We've got some great listeners.
Totally gratifying. Sure. Last week, I don't know if it, I think it was Friday. I was posting some notes. You know how we post stuff on Facebook while the show goes on if we have the opportunity to do so. Right. And I posted one of the stories we covered. Birth control and cancer is doubling your risk. Worth it, right? And I talked about all the things we were going to actually talk about on the show. Including genetically modified pigs. We had fun with spider pig or enviro pig.
Enviro pig.
Right. How about balancing hormone levels once they're disrupted? But there's a Victor on the Facebook who's a friend. You know how friends are not really friends, but they're friend, you know, they're in your circle on Facebook, all right?
Sure,
for whatever that's worth.
Sure.
And he writes this comment. I'm still scratching my head, as you are too. I'm surprised you don't know about the natural birth control. You of all people should know it if you really are about natural health and liberty. Or are you selective with it? It's not that important when it comes to women. I remember when you talked trash about a woman when she wasn't even there to defend her stance for about an hour simply because she wasn't all over Ron Paul like you. It's pro-choice, not anti-life. Now, we've had a weekend to think about this, and I'm still scratching my head, puzzled by what Victor was trying to say here. Have you gotten any semblance of understanding what it was we're missing here?
I have no idea. I can't remember the last time that you've talked trash about a woman, let alone for an hour. But I think, to me, the last sentence of his comment, I think, really kind of got down to where he was coming from.
Okay.
And the last sentence he said is, it's pro-choice, not anti-life. And what we find is that anytime myself personally or when I've observed other people that get into the abortion debate, it's a very passionate thing. People have very deep-rooted, heartfelt opinions on the abortion issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says, it's pro-choice, not anti-life. So I think what he got out of whatever show it was that he was listening to,
yes,
or what he thought he heard you saying, mm-hmm, that he thought that you were on the opposite side of
wherever
the
he
pro-choice
is.
People in the abortion issue.
Right. So he's a pro-abortionist then.
I guess you can.
He's going to get madder at me. And see, listen, I have a lot of dear friends that are, as they like to call it, pro-choice. Now, as I've said repeatedly, and we've done shows about abortion, some of them have really crossed the line to some degree. I just think back to the one with Richard Pearl. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But
danger. Listen, will
I've not. Recognized that sometimes the twain will never meet, because if you have a perspective that life begins at conception, how could you not be against abortion, right? But if you don't believe life begins at conception, then you're going to say, well, what's the big deal about ending whatever it is? So if you're coming from those diametrically opposed perspectives, how are you going to meet in the middle? There's no middle ground there.
Really isn't. Yeah, and you know, being involved in politics and in talk radio for the number of years that I have,
yes,
I've gotten into some interesting conversations with people, because working with other people in the industry, you get some people that are producers for shows that are just the real right-wing, neoconservative, social issue-type talk show hosts.
Yes.
And, you know, to people like that, you have to – and actually, I can't just single them out, because you get the people on the other side of the debate. They're just as stubborn as the other side.
Right.
But – and they think that you either have to be one or the other. Have to be. I mean, there is no middle ground on it. And for me personally, whenever I've gotten into the discussion with somebody, I've told them, you know what? I'm pro-life, but I'm also pro-choice. And they look at me funny and they're like, well, you know, and smoke starts coming out of their ears. You know, you can't be both. Well, you know what? Actually, you can. Because for me, my own personal beliefs are not something that I feel I can push onto somebody else. Everybody has their own ability to make a choice for what they feel is right for them. Mm-hmm. And when you start getting into the political end of things, when it comes to abortion, the hole that these guys step into, just like Rick Santorum, you know how I feel about Rick Santorum.
Yes.
There is no way in the world you can legislate morality on people. And Ron Paul has actually come out and said this, that it's not the law that mm-hmm. changes the morality of people. It's the morality of people that change the law.
Or and changes the behavior. In fact,
well, yes.
which makes the law unnecessary in this case because you're going to be guided by a different level of morality.
And it is. But the thing is, morality is a personal choice. It is a personal choice. And I can be pro-life, meaning that I believe that life begins at the moment of conception. I believe that. Okay. But, however, I feel that somebody has to have the ability to make that choice on their own. And if they make that choice, then whatever consequences there may be as a result of making that choice is something that is on them.
Well, that is the element of free will I've talked about. And, of course, we acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not that we're condoning certain behaviors. But the fact is they're going to happen whether we condone them or not. And we can only lead a life of example. And hopefully people would rise to that example rather than being forced at gunpoint to believe the things we believe. That's not perspective. But then again, Super Don, we got the libertarian perspective. And the libertarian people, if you can call them that, are split on this as well. Because some say, well, how if you're libertarian, you're not for the liberty of the mother. But if you hold the perspective that life begins at conception, then you have to protect life at all levels. So I understand that perspective as well. So it is a morass that you cannot solve. We'll be open and honest about the way we talk about it here. And it obviously upset Victor. And God bless Heather Wood. She comes to my rescue. Now, I didn't need rescuing, but it was very sweet of her. She says, wow, this is really uncalled for, Victor. RSB is one of the most kind, considerate, and gentlemanly people I know. And he would never attack somebody in such a rude and condescending way as you just did.
No, I would agree with Heather. We've worked together for years, and I cannot think of a single time that we have trashed anybody unless they happen to be mm-hmm. somebody in government or somebody who is infringing on our rights or the rights of other people to make their own choices. And then, yeah, we will attack them, but we'll attack them on the merit of
the argument,
you know, their stance on the legislation yeah. or the things that they're doing, but not personally, unless it would look in a mocking way. Sure.
We'll
you know,
fun.
We have a sense of humor. People need to lighten up. But, you know, I cannot think of a time we've ever done anything that went to the extent that Victor, you know, described there. Now, one thing I have to ask you, Robert, he yeah. does say mm-hmm. that he's surprised that you don't know about natural birth control.
What is he talking about? The rhythm method, testing the mucus coming out of the woman? I mean, come on, of course we know about this. So, you know, I just look, he was a little.
What? I was trying to figure out what is natural birth control? Let's yeah. see, I think, how about not having sex? Hey, that's yeah. natural, right?
Right, yeah, of course. Right. Well,
won't
some
get
people
pregnant
say,
if you do that, right? Or maybe it's put the. Yeah, you know how they used to say you hold an aspirin between your knees? You know that. That's
never let it go. Right.
We couldn't condone aspirin. So if you hold a selenium between your knees, that's natural birth control on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There you
right?
go. No, there are things that can be done to modify or let's say not have to modify synthetically your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone levels and creating all kinds of havoc and even cancers, which was the point of the discussion that opened up on the birth control issue, that artificial birth control will alter your endocrine system for not good things in the end. And we were talking about rebalancing it once women figure this out.
And how dare you, Robert, point out the fact that the Depo-Provera shot can lead to cancer.
Doubling,
you yeah. lousy son of a gun. Why would you want people to know about that?
Maybe Victor sells for the company that makes Depo-Provera. Is that possible?
I don't know. But listen, yeah. in all seriousness, mm-hmm. Victor, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your opposing point of view. We don't get it that often, actually, on this show.
No,
and
we
so
never
it's very
get it.
Interesting when we do get it. Yeah. It gives us something to talk about. And, you know, we really do appreciate it. And I would encourage you, Victor, that if you have something more to say about this, give us a call.
Yeah, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, we're going to be quoted now as saying, see, the Robert Scott Bells, they admitted they don't get it. Right? Did you hear that? We don't get it. No, we don't get that negative stuff often. That's right. And you know the thing is, Victor, we didn't attack you. And we welcome your perspective, whatever it may be, however confused we are about it. I think we sort of got it, but maybe you can clarify it for us. And one of the things that I learned about talk radio early on, before I was even in talk radio from the Neil Bortz School of Talk Radio, you don't have a right not to be offended. It is not my intent to offend, but it may happen. I mean, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, there's going to be somebody offended by something I say, even nice, sweet, humble, and lovable homeopath Robert Scott Bell is going to say something that upset you. And that's okay, because the things that upset me will drive me into a deeper or understanding, hopefully, potentially, to find out what is it that really triggered me? What got me? What really, you know, and what got me about Victor is just that I really didn't get what he was bringing up. I'd like to know more, maybe. Anyway, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We got some more healing to go. Remember, Dr. Bitar is coming up in next hour. Sensational stuff together we do on the Advanced Medicine Mondays. And at robertscottbell.com, right here on Natural News Radio, you can sign up for email alerts, naturalnewsradio.com as well. And 5 days a week, you'll get plugged in to all that's going on. I usually include a link to my Sunday show so you don't miss anything, all the healing that we do here. Stand by. Coming right back after this.
Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, as we were talking about artificial or natural birth control, this story comes to mind here, Super Don. Moderate exercise leads to quicker conception. There's some natural birth creation. Not
yeah,
control.
I mean, I guess that would be considered. Well, that's not really birth control. That's if you want to get pregnant.
Right, but right. Exercise a bit, and you're
it
more
is natural.
Likely. Yeah, it's
it
totally
is natural.
Totally natural. But then there's another story that is horrific, and I don't want to go into it in too much depth, but it's off the Independent out of the UK. Scientists rewrite rules of human reproduction. Exclusive lab-grown egg cells could revolutionize fertility and even banish menopause. How do you like that? We're going to banish a naturally occurring transition of a woman. And you know, this basically, they're talking about taking stem cells from ovarian tissue to create human egg cells completely in a lab artificially. And what they're trying to do is get approval by the British government to bring, let's say, fertilization to that artificially created stem cell egg. Yeah. And basically, they want to create artificial human life here.
It's crazy. The arrogance of man.
Exactly.
How many times have we, you know, we will be talking about a story like this, and that's what it just comes down to. It's the arrogance of man thinking that he can play God and he can get into a laboratory and somehow create a better life form than what already exists on the earth. And
well, this
never ends well. Never, ever, ever,
Super
ever.
Don, this
well.
Is where the leftist progressives probably get mad at me, like we're assuming Victor did, because the whole idea of birth control they think is so revolutionary and freeing and equalizing, yet it isn't, because it created scenarios where these women are getting cancers at horrific rates, far outpacing men, and they're happy about this. I'm not happy about that. Okay, you want the freedom to choose toxic poisons? I never stand in the way. I don't call for these bans. I just want you to have fully informed consent here. But in this case, they're saying, listen, this might revolutionize treatments for menopause. In fact, women may never have to have menopause. And I know, ladies out there, you're going to be going, you don't do that to me. I do not want to be 90 years old and still be cycling, right?
Sure.
Ladies, I'm telling the truth, aren't I? And so this is where I'm saying this has just gone out the window, or beyond it, jumped out the window from creation to artificiality. And again, I'm at the risk of stepping on some toes here and getting into trouble. This is where I think the lack of valuing of human life, even before it's so-called born, is leading to this idea. If we can terminate life, we can just create it artificially. We don't need nature. We're smarter than nature, and there are always unintended consequences. You can't tell me that the intended consequence of birth control was to give women cancer. I mean, there may be some Nazi doctors involved with that. I don't put it past them. But I just don't think that the majority of doctors thought, well, this is what we want to have happen. But the fact is, it's an unintended consequence. And if you care about women's health, then you got to say, hey, maybe there's a different way to go about this. Raincoats, if you believe in raincoats. I don't know. Whatever.
Here's my question, and you know, I there are a lot of things that I still am learning about. Menopause is not something that I've studied very much, but you know, my question would be, what is that? First of all, I mean, let's look at this logically.
Yeah,
how long have women had menopause?
Oh, about as long as there's been women.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to assume then that menopause is a natural occurrence, and that it happens for a reason.
Okay.
And so why would women want to skip menopause?
Oh, now you've asked a really loaded question, Don. You can't be asking questions like this, because then you might have to look at the fact that, yes, menopause is a naturally occurring transition in a woman's life that's been around forever. So
I'm assuming a woman would want to skip menopause because it's uncomfortable, it's inconvenient, it's not a pleasant experience.
It's because it's become a disease in a culture of the 20th to 21st century where we've abandoned nature, we've altered nature to such a degree that women have, let's say, symptoms of menopause that were just not common or normal, like they're considered normal. Disease has become the new normal.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is that environmental factors, whether it's environmental toxins, diet,
drugs,
things we've eaten, has caused menopause over time to become something that is much more severe than it used to be at one time.
Much like the menstrual period, same thing. You go back in history to find out what women were doing and having at that point in their monthly cycle, and it was radically different than what has become the so-called new normal, which is the disease normal.
So it sounds to me then, if that's the case, that the way to reduce the symptoms of menopause and to make this something that is much more bearable would be to do things like cleaning up your diet and detoxifying, yes, mm-hmm, and doing things that will reduce those symptoms that women are having when they go through it.
Learned well, you have.
Hey! All right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is, wow. All right. Again, here's the offensive part of talk radio. The progressive left. And look, I got lots of friends that are progressive left. I love them dearly. Don't get me wrong. Why don't you pick on the conservative, neoconservative? I do. They disgust me perhaps more. Oh, geez, I don't know.
We pick on them more than anything else.
I think so. So just in the eyes of some kind of fairness that doesn't exist, except in the scales, the large spiritual scales, ultimately there is. There was some Facebook stuff going on with one of my friends, and he was just bashing the conservative Republicans, and I don't mind that, but it was as if in the terms that meant the Democrats were just wonderful. Oh my gosh, we're here to save everybody. I'm like, okay, I can't take this. You guys are just lost. And so I wrote this. I said, at the risk of inflaming both establishment Democrats and Republicans, we need our wise overlords to provide mandatory vaccines and drugs for the pharmaceutically dependent masses. Do we not? We need the government to be able to assassinate Americans both here and abroad who are deemed to be terrorists without a jury of the peers, without even facing the accusers. Who needs the Fourth Amendment? It's one too many. Maybe it's 10 too many. We need a strong centralized bureaucracy to go after dangerous Amish farmers and small family farmers who dare to provide us raw milk with no pus and meats with no antibiotics and no Monsanto growth hormones. Without our fearless Republican and Democrat leaders, we might actually bring our troops home and let the terrorists win. Yes, yes, by all means, please keep playing in the Hegelian dialectic sandbox so that we can be saved from the dangers of liberty. Was I offensive there at all? A little bit offensive?
Wow. That was very impressive. You always get me with a Hegelian dialect, though.
I know.
I'm going to have to look that up. I still don't know what that means.
That's just for you and your wife. She loves when I say the Hegelian dialect.
Yeah, she loves that.
But
bureaucratic oligarchy is the other one she likes.
That's a good one she likes. That's a Jonathan Eamore thing. But, you know, the reason I bring that up is because those on the left and those on the right are still so locked down on you're bad, I'm good, or vice versa.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm so – that's where I do lose a little patience and tolerance. That's where the mean Robert Scott Bell comes out. And it's not to be mean. It's just like, wake up. You're being duped. Stop it. You're an intelligent guy or gal. I love you. I don't want to see people duped that way. That's all. It's out of the compassion and love and gratitude. All the things that I know.
You're
that
just Morpheus trying to bring them out of the matrix. I understand.
Yes, there is no spoon, but there is a Dr. Bitar, and he's coming up next hour. We are going to talk about some extraordinary things, including, I think there's 45 things that the medical profession is now saying, well, we really don't need. Did we ever need them? Why do you not need them now? We're going to find out about that and more on this Advanced Medicine Monday. I want to say special thanks again to Norma Erickson from SaneVax. Check it out. I've got some great links up to them. And of course, next hour, we call it Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll be joined by Dr. Bitar after the break. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. For all of the news you will not hear anywhere else, as shown by Google censorship. Well, we'll keep at it because, well, you know the answer to this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the jungle.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the jungle. We're taking day by day. If you want a job, don't believe us. The price you pay, and you're a very sexy girl. Very awesome.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, I...
Today, Junior?
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hope everybody had a great Easter, Passover, whatever you celebrated weekend, and are recharged and ready to rock and roll this week, because we got Dr. Bitar back for Advanced Medicine Monday. And man, oh man, what medicine is doing and acknowledging that they don't want to do. This is going to be stunning. 45 tests now, they say, not necessary. Well, why were they necessary before? We're going to find out right now. Dr. Bitar, welcome back.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Doing well. You sent me this last week, and I covered a little bit of it. I just couldn't wait to get you on to talk about this. This link we have up through MSNBC, and there were others that picked up the story. Doctors question 45 common medical tests. Now, why are they questioning it now and not like 45 years ago?
Exactly.
What happened here?
Exactly. Isn't that amazing? Now, when the system is breaking down and they're saying that there's not going to be any money left in the coffers, all of a sudden, these treatments that were, remember, these were the standard of care.
Yes.
Are now suddenly not necessary, which is what myself and many of my colleagues have been saying for decades, literally.
Yes.
So, and some of these tests, it's not even whether they're necessary or not, Robert, they're dangerous.
Yeah. And that is an important point to add on, so to speak. Not necessary, but also very dangerous. So at what point do they wake up? Now, interesting, you said the economics are really driving this thing, because when there was money to pay for it, they were like, sure, sign them up, send them on, order the test, order 10 tests for all we care. But now, as you said, it's breaking down. And this kind of reminds me of Dr. Ron Paul, what he said about even the Federal Reserve System, the economic scale on the planet, saying, listen, even if we don't end the Fed, it's going to collapse of its own accord, because you just can't continue to print money and basically as evidence of debt. And we're seeing this in the medical realm.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that's most amazing is, though, that the way they have, again, tried to repaint this as if it's an advanced modality of thinking, that they're now coming to this conclusion that, you know, we should become more efficient, whereas in fact, it's nothing more than the same justification that they've used to create the fear mongering and the scare tactics used for the spread of vaccines, for instance.
Sure.
You know, the way that they propagate the necessity for taking vaccination. And then when all of a sudden those vaccines, which were, by the way, 2 or 3 years old already, because as you know, the vaccines are supposed to be made for specific viral strains that are supposed to be predominant in that particular year. But now they've painted this entire picture that you need these vaccines. You need these vaccines. If you don't get them, you're going to get the flu. You're going to get this, that, the other. Mm-hmm. You could possibly die. And the vaccines, by the way, that they're talking about is all the extra vaccines left over from the previous 2 years. And then everybody goes into a frenzy, and hospitals are backed up and ERs are backed up and nobody's getting enough of the vaccines, and people are panicking. And then all of a sudden CDC comes on national TV and says, oh, well, the influenza season isn't going to be as bad as we thought this year. Why? Because they sold all their backlogs of vaccines.
We're sold out. It's not going to be as bad. Well, it's good for the bottom line of those who are economically benefiting by it. But this story, it says 9 medical societies. Medical societies, what does that tell you about? It's a society of medicine. I mean, a society of drugs, basically, including the American Society of Clinical Oncology and the American College of Cardiology, as they say, representing 375,000 physicians, are challenging, right? They're challenging. We're challenging it now. Why? The widely held perception that more health care is better. Now, you explained to me how all of these tests that are very dangerous and sometimes can cause diseases like cancer are actually health care. I mean, that to me means disease creation, disease management.
It's an oxymoron, health care.
Yeah.
You give somebody radiation, or you do x-rays to check them for certain things, you know, irradiating them. How is that considered health care?
Mm. And that is the question here, is it, as we see, not because it's the right thing to do that they're doing this, but as you say, because of the inability to pay. Now, the controversy, Dr. Bitar, I don't know if you've been following us from the, let's say, so-called the right that's saying, we knew Obamacare was going to do this. It's rationing of care. It's like, listen, even if there wasn't an Obamacare, this thing was crumbling down. But the point is, I guess to their mind, it could be considered rationing of care. We could say, well, thank God they finally come to their senses, however they've come to them.
Well, this is a very good point that you bring up, Robert. If you notice in that article from MSNBC, they quote this Dr. Christine Castle, who's the president of the American Board of Internal Medicine, and they say that the goal is to reduce wasteful spending without harming patients. She suggested some may benefit by avoiding known risks associated with medical tests, such as exposure to radiation. Now, this one sentence in this article basically puts the entire oncological profession, the radiology mm-hmm. group that deals with oncology, the radiation oncologists, right? I mean, it basically puts them on their head. It basically makes them obsolete because of what this woman just said. And this is what I personally believe. Now, one of my closest friends is Victor Marcial Vega, who is a radiation oncologist, and he's a Harvard-trained, really good, John Hopkins-trained, really good guy, very close friend. He's been a very close friend for 15 years. In fact, we talk probably 2-3 times a week. But this is taking his profession, his subspecialty, and basically stating that it is obsolete, which personally I do think it is obsolete because I don't think there is a place for radiation in chemo.
How do you get along with this friend of yours?
Oh, he's a great guy. He actually chelates. He actually uses infrared saunas. He had me come to Puerto Rico and give a lecture at the American Cancer Society's lecture. It was the 5th annual Puerto Rican breast cancer conference that was sponsored by the American Cancer Society. And it was a conventional lecture. So when I was there, there were a lot of people that were like trying to figure out how the hell did this guy get on?
How did you get in there? Right. Were they ever going to invite you back? I mean, that's amazing.
Although actually, I'm supposed to be going back. In fact, his father is one of the top radiation oncologists in the country. And his father insisted that I sit with him at the head table where only the keynote speakers were. So it was myself and one of the other lecturers, a keynote speaker, and his father and two other people. I mean, he really does understand and believe and recognizes the truth here. Now, he is a doctor that does say that there are cases where chemo and radiation have worked. And of course, we both acknowledge that there are cases where nothing has been done and it's worked, meaning that the person just believed that they were going to get better. So we know that the power of the mind is amazing and we can't even fathom how far it extends. And we've also talked about the power of placebo. So
yes,
there's anything, you know, many things are possible. But the point is, Robert, that this particular doctor, who again, as I said, is a very good friend of mine. In fact, he was actually in Burton Goldberg's Definitive Guide to Cancer that came out, about 10 years ago. He was in that book as one of the top 20 cancer doctors in the United States or maybe in the world. But, Victor calls me routinely to ask me advice on patients. He sends me patients all the time. And he's actually on my heavy metal DVD because he was sitting in a lecture in Miami on heavy metals. So again, like I said, there's a very interesting point actually about him. He actually is the only human being that I know of that was HIV positive and is now HIV negative himself.
Right. Well,
he gave a lecture.
I'm just thinking in this, we open up a big can of worms because I've done so many shows on the fallacy of the entire testing procedure. But I'm just, amazed to hear a guy that is subspecialty, is, radiation oncology, inviting you to Puerto Rico to speak to the American Cancer Society still blows my mind.
Well, he still does some stuff in the radiation oncology, but he has his own clinic where he chelates and he does high dose vitamin C and he does the all the convention, all the integrative therapies in his own clinic. So he's very much on this path and has been for many years. But that's his training, and that's what he still does some of the formal radiation oncology at his dad's clinic. Mm-hmm. So he kind of splits his time between both clinics. But what's really interesting to me is that how he answered the question. When I first met him, it was in the mid-1990s. He was giving a lecture at ACAM. And after that, I went and talked to him. And he talked about HIV, his own story, his HIV story. In fact, we talked about it maybe 6 months ago, and he totally had forgotten. He goes, I haven't thought about that in 15 years. But I asked him this question, Robert, and you love the answer he gave me. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew that this guy was he and I were going to be good friends. I asked him, I said, how did you take yourself from HIV positive to HIV negative? And remember, this is a guy now that was starting to have problems with his eyesight. He had renal issues going on. And do you know how, you know what? He answered the question in one word. Because I said, how did you do it?
Yeah.
And he answered it in one word. You want to take a guess what that word was?
Maybe detoxification, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
No, he didn't say detoxification. He said love.
Ah, he went deep.
Yeah. And I said love? He said yes, God.
Vitamin L.
Now, it's amazing. Think about this for a second. This is the same guy. It's funny that we've been talking about Victor. I just talked to him yesterday. When I went through my divorce, which was in 2000, so 12 years ago. Let me think about this. Actually, it was 2002. I went through my divorce in 2000, but it was a two-year event. In 2002, one of the many court appearances, it was a very important one. I believe it was the biggest one, and it was the child custody issue, and there was a whole bunch of things that were happening. And he called me that night. I was still in my office, and he said, tomorrow's a big day, right? And I said, yeah. He said, I want you to do me a favor. And I said, what? And he said, when you're there in court, he said, I want you to just look at your ex-wife and the other attorneys, the opposing attorneys, and only hold one emotion in your heart. And I said, what are you talking about, Victor? He said, just shut up and listen to me. Just promise me you'll do this. I said, okay, what? And, you know, I'm like in my own head, all these different things are going through. And here's this friend of mine calling me, telling me he wants me to hold this emotion. I'm like, dude, I don't have time for this right now. I've got the real stuff I got to deal with. And he says, I just want you to remember this. He said, just have nothing but love and gratitude. Just extrude every feeling, positive feeling of love and gratitude. And I said, what the hell? And I started going off on him. And he's like, just shut up and listen to me. Just trust me. I want you to just hold this no matter what happens, no matter what she says, no matter what the other attorneys say, no matter how bad of a picture they paint on you. I don't want you to hold anything but love and gratitude in your heart for all of them. Do you understand me? And he's like lecturing to me like he's my father.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there listening to this guy, and I'm like, all right, Victor. And he's like, I'm serious. I said, okay, whatever. And he's like, I'm serious, you know. I mean, you could tell that I just wanted to get him off the freaking phone. But anyway, the next day, I'm in court, and I'll tell you, my attorney told me, and Robert, we're totally off tangent here, but I guess maybe this is what makes the show so good.
Yes.
But my attorney told me, he said that if you had to draw the worst possible straw for the worst possible judge, this is the judge. She is the worst possible judge for you because, one, she's a female, and two, she was married to a doctor, and she got divorced, and he crapped on her, and she hates men, period. But if you're a doctor and you're a man and you're in her divorce court, you might as well just slit your own neck because she's going to do it for you.
Oh, this is like one of those worst-case scenarios if there ever was one.
I can't even tell you how bad it was. And there was a moment in there that she – you know, I don't want to get into all the details, but
– No, that's all right.
Basically, the judge made a comment when I said – the other attorney kept on pushing me. Dr. Buttar, did you ever say – and she's going through all these things that supposedly I said that I was going to be a better parent and – my ex-wife wasn't educated, and so I was going to end up getting the kids because of that. She said, did you ever say that? And I said, no, I've never said that. And she says, let me remind you, you're under oath. Have you ever said that? I said, I've never said that. I hold myself to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. When I said that, that judge just blew up.
Whoa.
She stopped the court. She hits the gavel. She starts spitting and snarling, and she's talking about how sick and tired she is of all the men that come into her court saying that they hold themselves to a higher standard and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, I didn't mean it because I'm a man. I don't mean it because, you know, who my father is, who my grandfather is, because I'm a military officer, Eagle Scout, you know, whatever. I'm holding myself to a higher standard because of who I am. Nothing to do with being a man.
Right, right.
And she's just 45-second diatribe. She's screaming at the court, and I'm just sitting there.
Wow.
And I'm looking down, Robert, and I look up, and I look up, and I lock eyes with my attorney. My attorney was the past president of the North Carolina Trial Lawyers Association, right? I look up, and this is a 65-year-old man. I look up, and I see him, and he is, like, leaning forward, and he's got a dead lock-on stare at me. And he's looking at me, and he shakes his head side to side, like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
I look back down, and this judge finally stops talking. I look up again. My attorney's shaking his head, like, don't do it. And then he puts his hand on his forehead because he knew I was going to do it. And I turn around to the judge, and I said, with all due respect, ma'am, I do hold myself to a higher standard. And it was, like, unbelievable. I mean, she was screaming at me so loud. She was, like, literally spitting in my face because she was so aggravated. The end story is that there was evidence that I had, and the judge was so disgusted because I was innocent of everything. It was evident based on the evidence that was presented that she literally threw the piece of paper at the clerk, which said, you know, not guilty, and she walks away, storms out of the court. And my attorney was like, literally, if you can imagine a 65-year-old man trying to do a back somersault, you know, and he's hitting me in the back and he's saying, I can't believe what you just did, because that's, I've never seen anything like this in my 35 years of practicing law, blah, blah, blah. You know why it all happened? It happened because of what Victor told me to do, and I did it. It was the hardest thing I have ever done. When they called me up to take the stand, I was squishing because my socks were drenched with sweat. And this is an air-conditioned courtroom. My jacket was stuck to my shirt because I was sweating. I was just sitting there trying to hold nothing but this positive thought of love and gratitude. And I was physically it was like I had just finished a 20-mile run. It was physically the hardest thing I'd ever done, but I did it, and I think that's the reason that the outcome was the way it was.
This is perhaps one of the most profound segments we've ever done together, among many profound segments, Dr. Bitar. Vitamin L and vitamin G, love and gratitude, and how it can get you through the worst possible things where it is impossible to get through it, and it becomes possible. That is the miracle, and that is what we're doing here on the Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to let's take a quick break because we've gotten a little long here, but we've got 45 tests and procedures in addition to overcome that modern medicine. Say, well, maybe a little bit of waste and fraud here. We can let go of it. We'll talk to you about that and more on the other side of this break. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Mm-hmm.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I was thinking on the break, Dr. Bitar, about the different ways we could use love and gratitude, not only as a healer, but perhaps as someone coming to a healer, as a patient, and how that could play out in the recovery from severe life-threatening diseases, ailments, disconnects like cancer.
Well, Robert, that's a great point to bring up because in the book itself, in my 9-step book, I have a segment about prayer meditation. One of the chapters, one of the 9 steps is prayer meditation, as you recall. And I've got the Bitar family prayer in there, and that prayer is 22 words, and it starts up with love and gratitude. In fact, I have met people, some patients of mine, some I've never, don't even know who they are, just strangers that have come up. They knew I was lecturing somewhere. They brought it. They copied the book. They asked me to autograph it, and I would say in more than half those cases, when the people asked me to autograph the book, I've seen an emotional response on their face, like a physical emotional response. I didn't quite understand why they had, like, the eyes were tearing up or whatever the case is. But most of them all said that family prayer, the Bitar family prayer, they've got it written out on note cards. Their kids have memorized it. They believe that it's the most significant way for paying homage to the Creator. Yes. And it's just 22 words. Love and gratitude, health and wealth, success and prosperity, peace and tranquility, happiness and contentment, satisfaction and fulfillment, integrity and honor, discipline, courage, service and long life, intelligence, wisdom, spirituality, and God. That prayer basically is all my kids say it. They say it every day, going to school, coming back. You know, I say it I don't know how many times in a day. But the point is that everything starts with that love and gratitude. And when patients come to me, with especially cancer, we talk about that love and gratitude part. And the first lesson they have, whether I'm ever going to see them again or not, because remember, the first consult, we don't know what's going to happen. I basically listen to what they have to say. I take their history, and then I answer some general questions. They watch the cancer DVD, and then they make their decision after they've gotten all the information. But I never know if I'm going to end up seeing the person again because I don't want them to make their decision. I want them to pray and meditate and see if we are the right clinic for them. But their homework assignment, regardless if I ever see them again or not, is that they must hold this feeling of love and gratitude. And to do that, sometimes it's hard. It's lip service. People just give it lip service. In order to do that, I tell them to make a list of every single human being on the planet that has been or is still here. It doesn't matter if they've died or not, that they feel has wronged them, has done something of injustice to them. Because statistically, we know that 80-85% of the people that you think that have committed an injustice against you are not even aware that they did something wrong. They just don't even know. But inside ourselves, we hold that feeling of anger and bitterness and remorse, and it festers like an abscess and essentially grows like that proverbial cancer. I believe that one part, that emotional trauma that this person has had on a chronic basis year after year, is the number one causative factor of cancer. It is another source of oxidative stress, just like all the 7 toxicities. This is the 5th toxicity, the emotional psychological one. As you know, Robert, I go into great detail in the book on this, on the 7 toxicities.
Yes.
But the assignment is that they make this list, and then systematically they start to forgive every person, whether it was a 4-year-old that stole your money, milk money when you were in pre-kindergarten, or whether it was, you know, your boss or, you know, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife, whatever. You have to forgive them. And I tell them, it's not just saying, I'm going to forgive. You really have to forgive them. You truly have to forgive them. And you forgive them not because they deserve the forgiveness, but because you deserve the forgiveness. It is the most important component, Robert, of letting go and doing so with no ill feelings or harboring any negative energies anymore. Letting it go. We talk about letting things go, but we tend to hold on so strongly that it's that strong, you know, just like if you're driving a car and you hold on that steering wheel so tight and your hand starts cramping, that's what's happening to people. So when they let go and they really let go, it's just like when you let go of that steering wheel and your hand loosens up. Mm-hmm. Now, please, nobody driving down the road, let go of your steering wheel. That's not what I'm saying. You know, we always got to be careful with that 1% that may take something that we're saying literally. But
right.
All the facetiousness aside, what I mean is that by letting go and letting that feeling, that abscess, that festering wound inside, by letting it go, there's so much antioxidant benefit that you're getting. In other words, you're reducing that oxidative stress. In Dr. Majid Ali's book, he talks about this. he's my uncle. He talks about if oxidative stress is the most powerful form of oxidation, or the stress, you know, mental stress is the most powerful form of oxidation or oxidative injury, then prayer is the most powerful antioxidant on the planet. And I really do believe that. But this letting go is part and parcel of that meditative process that is crucial to allow you to start to forgive and let go.
I think that anything we do from this point forward is going to be anticlimactic. I think we could just break out in song and dance and we'll be fine. It's really brilliant. And what you said, too, I want to reemphasize that. The letting go and forgiving, that concept, perhaps one of the most difficult things to do for people that are in a very severe, let's say, I won't even say emotional funk, because that may have preceded the physiological cancer that was diagnosed. As we say, we want to back people out of that. The whole idea of letting go of the emotion. Now, some people would say, well, if I forgive them, but they don't deserve forgiveness. And you mentioned that specifically. It isn't about them. It's about you and your healing. Because they, as you said, in most cases are even unaware that they have done something that you are harboring, you know, or holding against them, that would require forgiveness. So the very holding on to that doesn't serve them. It's not you're not helping them to recognize anything. You're literally only creating disease in your own body.
Absolutely. That is absolutely it, Robert. And I think that if people just realize this and take this one component to heart that we've just discussed, I bet you 25 to 50% of the chronicity of disease would be reduced. Not just cancer, all disease.
Yeah, I'd have to say I agree with you on that. I think that this is such an extraordinary opening segment. I almost don't know where to go, except that I promised that I would go through some of these 45 on the list. But as I said, it may be anticlimactic, but I still think it's fascinating to see all of these things that used to be so critical, crucial, we can't get by without it. Now suddenly, we don't really need that. And I think I want to go through that list with you after this break, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Bitar continues here, Advanced Medicine Monday. Get the 9 steps to keep the doctor the way. This is an international bestseller in many languages now. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. All this, the prayer as well, is in there and more. And we've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One-Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One-Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
What are these 45 tests in medicine that they now say, well, we didn't really need them after all? I mean, they're going to claim it's all about waste and fraud, but we know it's more than that. And we're going to get right to the heart of the reasons why that they're not, maybe were never needed. And the first thing on the list, Dr. Bitar, is these repeat colonoscopies with the 10 years of a first test. And I remember this, my uncle, who was, rest his soul, was a radiologist, nuclear medicine guy of all things. And he was I've mentioned this, he was the guy, the medical doctor, most inspiring to me, to said, don't go into medicine. I know you want to be a healer, Robert, but don't go into medicine because of what's happening. And I, you know, he really impacted upon me to go ultimately a different route. But his wife, in fact, in the hospital he worked at, by a friend of his who was a doctor, performed a colonoscopy, and oops, guess what happened?
Perforation.
You got it. The perforation of the colon, the wall of the colon. And I don't know how often this happens, probably more than they're willing to let on.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
So
it happens all the time.
This basic procedure can be a life-threatening procedure.
Well, you know, the colonoscopies themselves, it's strange that they've actually put that at the top of the list. And I don't know if this list is actually in the
order of importance. I don't know either, but it just happened to be the first one. I thought we do have a lot of colon and intestinal issues. We would recognize a very legitimate issues, but we also have ways to address these things. But the risks are real. So what's your perspective? Why did they say, well, we'll do one, but we shouldn't repeat it within 10 years now?
Well, I don't even know why they're doing one. That's like taking a shot off the planet Earth from, you know, 50 miles from outer space and then trying to tell you what the quality of the soil is. It doesn't make any sense. Seriously, it's when you're doing a colonoscopy, the only reason that I see to do a colonoscopy is if you've got a mass effect and you're trying to see where the obstruction is. And pretty much other than that, I don't know what the reason is. I mean, if you have inflammation or you're looking for mucosal changes, there are many other ways of doing it that are less expensive, less risky. Just do a stool sample and look for markers of inflammation, for God's sake. I mean, there's Beautiful. So many different things to do. But Robert, as much as the colonoscopies, you know, may be an absurd thing in the first place, what I'd like for you to do is just look at this list and see how many of them are to do with imaging. The second one says early imaging of back pain. The third one, brain scans for patients who've fainted. The fifth one, cardiac stress imaging. The seventh one, advanced imaging on bone scans. The next one, bone scanning for osteoporosis. There was a couple other ones in here, but look how many they're talking about imaging studies.
Yes.
And the imaging studies are all radiation. And then you go into that next paragraph where that's Dr. Christine Castle makes that comment about the exposure to radiation.
Yes.
You know, that just blows me away that they're actually saying that. And then, of course, on the next side of the coin, everybody's getting a CAT scan, MRI, PET scan, and then they get it every 3 months once they've gone through the chemo, and they get it the next 3 months, and the next 3 months, and the next 3 months. And, of course, all this additive exposure to radiation is causing more and more DNA addicts to form, and then eventually the cancer comes back. Well, how do we know that the cancer came back because of the cancer and didn't come back because of all the freaking irradiation?
And the thing is, the kind of levels of radiation exposure with all of these CT scans, enough that concern me in a healthy person, much less someone you're treating for cancer. I mean, this is a dangerous absurdity. And for whatever reason, they're figuring maybe this is not such a good idea. I'm happy that they're finally getting it. I don't almost care why. But the point is, maybe less people will be harmed by this. And I also thought about this, Dr. Bitar. All of this imaging technology, radiational technology, they see stuff, but it gives them no insight as to the reason whatever has happened has happened. They just find it. Oh, look, we find it. Now, of course, what it leads to is a more invasive procedures that can be as life-threatening or more life-threatening than the thing they discover.
Robert, we're tracking exactly the same way, because on the cancer DVD that you did the introduction for, Cancer, the Untold Truth, I bring up this exact same point. By this monitoring with these various imaging studies that is the, quote, the standard of care, it's the same thing as setting an alarm clock when you're in bed to go off every 15 minutes so you can check to make sure that nobody's breaking into your house. Proactively, if you think somebody's going to break into your house, you're going to get an alarm system, you're going to get a dog, you're going to do something, you're going to buy a gun, but you're not going to sit there and set your alarm at every 15 minutes to get up and see if there's somebody that's broken into your house. It's just absurd, and that's exactly what the approach is when you're dealing with cancer. They should do something proactive, like, you know, very, very complicated things like improving your freaking diet or reducing the amount of sugar or, you know, how about just negating other sources of oxidative stress like radiation, for instance. Just simple things, for God's sake. And yet they do the most absurd types of testing that is going to further reduce the immune response in an already immune compromised patient who has actually gotten even more immune compromisation from the treatment itself. So you can't get cancer unless you're immune compromised. Then you do chemo and radiation that further compromises your immune system, and then you do monitoring tests that's further compromising your immune system. I mean, it's just the most moronic thing. I mean, I cannot believe this is the reason, Robert, I'm embarrassed to admit in public that I'm a physician. If I'm somewhere where nobody knows me, I don't even tell them I'm a doctor.
Well, you know, and I can make fun of it sort of from the outside, but sort of, you know, on a sideline, because I have very many dear friends in the medical community that recognize this as you do, and it brings me great. You know, my heart gets happy when I see that there is transformation and change happening, even though these docs that are now not recommending these 45, they have no idea, for instance, they could hear us speak and they'd be still scratching their heads on the reasons why we're talking about how unnecessary these things are. For them, it's all about cost. And, well, they sort of recognize now safety, but they really don't get it. And just like in the colonoscopy, you can get so close to the tissue within the colon that you can't see the forest through the trees. And then what we're doing is stepping back and seeing that whole planet or the whole person and going, these are the reasons why you might have cellular damage, inflammation, or cancerous tissue in that area at the microcosm level. And we're making sense out of the two, whereas they are so lost in one, they lose sight of that bigger picture.
You're absolutely correct. That's exactly what they do. And it's that bigger picture that is so important to keep a hold of. That vision must be held onto, because this is the whole problem with medicine, where we've gone into subspecialties and the sub-subspecialties, but we forget that the knee bone's connected to the hip bone, the hip bone's connected, you know, that story. Everything's connected. So when you give somebody a drug for one particular component and then it starts affecting another part of the body, and now you give another drug to counteract the effects of that first drug, and then you give two other drugs to counteract the effects of the first two drugs. You see, we're forgetting and losing that vision of that big picture, and that's exactly right. You said it perfectly. We have to, as a profession, from a medical profession, hold on to that vision of that global picture. And as patients, we must demand from our physicians that look at me as a human being, as a whole system, an integrated system, not as an isolated prostate or elbow or a gland or something. And if people demand it and they only go to the doctors that are looking at the whole picture, guess what? Doctors will shift. Those doctors that don't shift won't have patients.
Or they'll be locked into Obamacare, where they're forcing you to go to them. Of course, that's the great danger. And we know that's going to collapse before it becomes any kind of reality, no matter what the Supreme Court does. I want to go into this issue of female health now, because one of the things that they're now talking about are pap smears on women younger than 21 or have had hysterectomy for non-cancer diseases. Now, these pap smears are not radiation. They're not necessarily an oncological chemotherapeutic assault. They're literally a scraping of cells, but that alone can facilitate chronic inflammation and injury in women that are deficient in nutrients, maybe heavy metal toxic, etc., that they're actually creating an injury that could end up turning one day into something that they're frightening women about.
Well, Robert, the pap smear is a little bit a different scenario. You may not agree with what my belief system is, but actually the pap smear is really not a big issue as far as I'm concerned. Here's why. Because first of all, the uterine lining sloughs off every month, every 28 days or so in a woman that is still of childbearing age. And the actual process of a pap smear is not really inciting the inflammatory response that you're concerned about. I think a DNC does, of course.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
But right. The pap smear is just taking a mucus layer off with a Q-tip, so it's not really going to cause that much of an issue.
Now, I'm overly sensitive about these women, and but still, granted, the detection methodology there completely divorced of, let's say, that bigger picture again, the reality of what we're talking about, true causation.
Well, I would agree with that. I think that if you look at the greater picture again, though, and you look at screening tests, if you have a test that's, one, exposing an individual to something that's toxic like radiation or a contrast material that's radioactive or a contrast material such as thallium or has something else in it that is actually a heavy metal that can cause a problem or is requires an infusion of some type of a substance that could be considered toxic to the liver or to the kidneys like certain other types of contrast material or a drug or something that affects the physiology, I believe it should not be used. Pap smears, believe it or not, are one of the few things that is not exposing an individual to anything toxic, that's not causing any damage, and that is basically dependent upon the end user, the doctor who's looking at the pap smear, to actually, it's usually a pathologist that's looking at the pap smear, to make a diagnosis based upon findings
of cellular dysplasia, different levels. They rank it according to a number as such. You know, I've seen, as we know, epithelial tissue healed, obviously, topically and internally with silver and have women that had, let's say, bad results after using a couple of weeks of direct interaction with silver hydrosol to the cervix, you know, come back for a follow-up test and normalized results. It's quite extraordinary, but it's what I expect based on what we know of properties or things that we can do to promote healing of tissue.
Well, exactly. And that's my point, that the histological component that we're looking at is really not detrimental to the individual whose histology picture we're looking at, as opposed to many of these other things. So to me, if a person is giving a sample of urine, of saliva, of a mucus that's not taken using an obtrusive or invasive process,
I
think that's fine. I don't necessarily...
One of our least concerning on the list, then.
Exactly, because I may not use it myself, but to me, if they want to use it, fine. If you think there's a benefit to you, fine. At least it's not hurting the person. Because remember, in medicine, it's the first rule is do no harm, and yet pretty much everything we do in medicine is harming the patient. So when I see a whole list of different things and pap smears on there, that's like the one thing that I'm thinking, like, okay, fine, go ahead.
All right,
do it.
No worries. All right, well, so if there is a concern, we've got ways to address that as well. I appreciate your perspective. That's why you're here with me, and we have a great time each week doing it. We've got one more advanced medicine segment coming up after the break. Remember, all the links are up there to the book, of course, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, The Medical Rewind, all the great stuff. In fact, if you want to hear the hours and hours and hours now of recordings that we have, they're up and available through my website and through Dr. Batar's. We've got those linked up as well. Stand by. A couple more things on the list I want to go through after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those
watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We could not complete this list of the 45 things that the docs are now saying maybe we shouldn't be doing them if we didn't always, well, like we do before many times we have, address the issue of the overuse and abuse of antibiotic medicines, if we can call them that. And that is on the list, in fact, for sinusitis. But we would say in many cases it's unnecessary.
I agree with you. I agree that more often than not, all antibiotics are actually unnecessary for most conditions. There was an article that came out in the emergency medicine journals. I don't remember exactly which one it was. It was one of the free journals that we get for in each of the different specialties. They have a couple of free journals. It's usually a way for the different pharmaceutical companies to advertise their different drugs, but you end up getting this free journal, and it's pretty nice, actually. And so one of the free journals in emergency medicine had this article that came out, and it was around the early part of the turn of the century, around 2001, I think it was. And I was really amazed to see this article actually in this magazine, in this emergency medicine magazine, because it was talking about the causation of ear infections in the emergency room and how 75 to 80% of ear infections, otitis media or otitis externa, that are diagnosed in the emergency room are viral. And as such, don't require antibiotics. And so they were saying basically that 75 to 80% of all ear infections were being misdiagnosed and treated with antibiotics, and that was helping to promote the resistance of these bugs to antibiotics. So it's not just sinusitis. I think it's most of the upper respiratory infections and probably some of the lower respiratory infections where antibiotics are absolutely the wrong thing to do. And in fact, Robert, in a viral infection, if you give somebody antibiotics, it's actually going to increase the duration of that normally self-limiting condition.
Yes. And you know, every week I talk to people off the air, And there's not one week that goes by, Dr. Batar, that I don't talk to someone who is seeing a traditional licensed physician who gives them an antibiotic, even though they're unsure that it's even, let's say, a bacterial, or they are certain it's viral, and they still give it to them. I mean, even with all of the information and knowledge within that field, it's still happening.
Well, you know, there's a reason that they do that.
CYA medicine.
Well, that's part of it. Yes, that's very, very true. That's very, very true, Robert. But here's the other part of it. When a person gets a viral infection, their immune system is now suppressed. They're kind of under the weather. Mm-hmm. And when you get under the weather and your body's a little bit taxed, you get a secondary bacterial infection. But the problem is that not everybody gets a secondary bacterial infection. So a lot of the doctors will just prophylactically put a person on the antibiotics, but that's lazy medicine. And now what that does, it kills all the endogenous flora,
right,
all the normal balanced flora. So as in a woman with a yeast infection, when they end up taking the cascade almost invariably starts with they had an upper respiratory infection. They weren't sure what it was. They go to the doctor. The doctor gives an antibiotic. Now they end up getting a yeast infection.
Right.
Because that antibiotic killed off all the good bacteria down below, and now they've got a yeast infection, and this is how the cycle goes on.
Right.
So that's actually a lazy way of practicing medicine. The best way is to take to have a person that has this type of condition. You first diagnose it by clinical observation and examination, not by some kind of test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at what color is the phlegm coming out. Is it green? Is it yellow? Is it clear? You know, is a person having a high fever, low fever? What are the symptoms? Are the body aches? Are the myalgias? So if somebody has a clear drainage, they're getting high fevers, they got a lot of body aches, it's viral. Tell them to have chicken broth and mm-hmm. bump up their vitamin C and sleep some extra and take a day off work, you know, and most of those people within 2 to 3 days are going to be better.
Yes.
But then when you take that antibiotic now creates this imbalance. And I would say that half the problems occur from viral illnesses that have been treated inappropriately with antibiotics. And then you get that secondary bacterial infection, which
the antibiotic
was there to actually prevent it. But that secondary bacterial infection that does start is now resistant to the yes. antibiotic that the person was on.
And last week, we talked a lot about the placebo effect, embracing the placebo effect. I am certain, as the day is long, that the people tell me after they, but the doctor gave me the antibiotic and I felt immediately better. Well, there's the classic placebo effect, because there may not have been any bacterial infection. Why would you immediately feel better? By and large, you're going to have that, they gave me something. It's working.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, this is a really transformative of all the shows we do. I just each week it always surprises me. Not really, because I know the things we can do together are so wonderful. But it's just been fun today. I tell you what, with starting with the vitamin L and the vitamin G added in, that's the thing. The nice cofactors, when they say vitamin E and selenium, this is vitamin L and G, love and gratitude. I love that combination.
Well, the words themselves have so much power to them, Robert. And if you've read Dr. Emoto's book and what he did,
yes,
with the words love and gratitude in bottles of water, and actually, I'm not ready to quite share it yet with the rest of the world, but I will talk to you about it off the air.
Okay.
But there's going to be something that's happening, and there'll be a signature that everybody will know that it's at least my signature, perhaps Dr. Emoto's signature, your signature, people that believe like us.
Mm-hmm.
But it will involve the words love and gratitude, and they'll see it everywhere.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we'll be able to share some of that up at the Live Foundations Awards event, June 29th and 30th. Keep those votes coming in for the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are nominated. Dr. Batar is one of the featured speakers at the event as well. It's going to be so exciting. If you haven't gotten your tickets, if you can't make it up there, there's live stream event tickets as well. You don't have to be present, but we hope to have everybody come on up to New York till we fill the place up. Also, you've got an upcoming medical conference we should let everybody know for the docs in the audience.
Yeah, there's insulin potentiation for cancer treatments conference coming up in Dallas. It's called the IPT conference. And it's the end of the month, I believe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I will be lecturing there.
Beautiful. Well, listen, that about wraps up this Advanced Medicine Monday. You've got to re-listen to this one a number of times to absorb it all, but it is so profound, so beautiful. The healing, I'm floating just from this one today, Dr. Batar. I think I'm going to take a few days off.
So does that mean we're not recording next Monday?
No, I'll be back for that. I'm not going to miss that. Got lots of cool stuff coming up. Of course, Healing Revolution on Fridays with Dr. King. We have a great time here. And you know, it's all in the spirit of healing and the fun that we have doing so. Because why? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Scott Bell Show.